I suppose going from, you know, the President's Cup last Friday night, playing in front of our own crowd, you know, nearly, you know, over 3,000, and giving a good performance. We got to Finn Park, to you know, a manager who's been, you know, has managed Irish teams underage. He's managed amateur football, and came into Finn Harps, and has done a phenomenal job. He got them promoted a couple of years ago when they beat Limerick against all the odds. They were everyone's favourites to get relegated last year, and they did fantastic. And you know, we scraped a late win up there last year, and I suppose, you know, typical Ollie Hawkins teams, they're very well organised, they're physically strong, they're very passionate, and you know, Finn Park is a difficult venue. You know, the pitch is quite heavy, and you have to deal with, you know, a very passionate crowd, and obviously we're hearing that Finn Harps are expecting to have 4,000 at the match, so they're expecting more or less a full house. So from that point of view, yeah, we're under no illusions that it's going to be a right battle up there. When you look at the players that they've got, like, they've had from last year, Sean Houston, which is one of their best players in the middle of the park. Barry Malloy, who was retired, has come back in, lots of experience. And they obviously, Paddy McCourt, who we all know about. Danny Morris, yes, we know, has gone up there. Kieran O'Connor, I suppose, if you look at them from last year, the biggest problem Finn Harps had last year was that they were able to keep clean sheets, but they couldn't score. Whereas they brought in Kieran O'Connor from Dundalk, and they brought in Danny. So straight away, they've tried to rectify that situation. And McCourt, who will give them a lot more creativity. So from that point of view, you know, they've certainly brought a lot more attacking players in the off-season, while they've kept their defensive players that they've had. So I keep saying, like, every time in this league, any day that you go in and you think there's an easy game, you've no chance. And I think Harps will shock a lot of people this year. You know, I think a lot of people are saying, with the three down, are predicting teams. And I think the year they've had last year will stand to them. And I think that they'll cause a lot of problems this year. You know, I keep saying here, we sign particular type of players that are, you know, want to play with the club. They're passionate, they're high energy, have pace, and can play with intensity. And, you know, you can see over the last couple of seasons, we've brought in a certain type of player like that. Our age profile is very good. But, you know, you have to have a strong spirit in the camp. And thankfully, the players that have come in, Cahan, McCormick, you could see last weekend, obviously Campion didn't come on, Ryan Delaney at the back, Shane Griffin come on late, you can see that they're all guys that have tremendous ability, tremendous qualities, and ultimately, underneath it all, they all want to win trophies, and that's what's most important. Yes, in the sense that we would expect Harps certainly to play 9-10 behind the ball and play on the counter-attack, but at the same time, being at home, you know, they'll still have to have a go as well. So, yeah, we are expecting that to happen. So, you know, we have to be very careful on the counter-attack, because now they have players that can hurt us. So you have to be careful not to be left open. But at the same time, you know, we're working all week on ways of trying to see, creating chances, getting in behind them, and obviously, yeah, trying to score. So, yeah, we're working on that. But we've known that for all of pre-season, because we feel that a lot of teams, particularly in Cork, are going to play that way as well. So the biggest, I suppose, issue would probably be that, you know, the weather isn't great. There's been a lot of rain for the last number of weeks up there, and traditionally their pitch is quite heavy. So, you know, it'd probably mean that it'll probably be more of a grueling game from that point of view. So, yeah, we just need to be aware of that. But at the same time, you know, we've done a lot of preparation for the game.
Yeah, Stephen Beattie limped off on Friday night with ice in his ankle. Is he okay to play on Friday night?
He's one of those guys that's a pure warrior. I think the supporters know what he's like. You know, he's had a few issues last season with the ankle, but he's always come through to play. And it's just a situation where we need to manage him, because, you know, he can't train every day. So this week he's taking a couple of days off. He's 50-50, but I'd expect him to be okay by Friday night, knowing him.
And all the injuries were there, the three mentioned, Ben O'Kavanagh and Dunleavy.
Yeah, well, it's not really. We've been good from that point of view. Most of the lads, you know, came after Friday night. They were in good form, and, you know, they all came through. You know, training this week has been lively, and, you know, thankfully that there's no major injury on the horizon, which is only start of the season still. So we would expect that, certainly by the Galway match, that nearly everyone will be back available. But this weekend, we'll have more or less the same what we had last weekend.
John, is it for the four-point sequence of matches? You have three away games and five.
Yeah.
And then you have three games in 8 days after just two fixtures.
Yeah.
You're not being affected, you have to squad them to cope with that, the demands of that, let's say.
But the demands of this league are incredible, Noel. You know, I keep saying that. You know, it's the fact that it's going to a 10-team league next year, and everyone knows personally I'm against that, but that seems to be the way it's going. I think it's going to make a lot of games much more defensive this year. I think teams are going to come down and play a lot of the topper teams and try to get points. So I don't think it'll be as open as it would be other years. So every game is going to be just very, very tough. It's just the way the league is, and you look at last year. I think the opening day of the season, Derry, who qualified for Europe, their first game last year was away to Finn Harps in front of 4,500 people, and they lost 2-1. And I keep saying, in this league, if you're not ready, if you're not prepared, you'll drop points, and that is we've seen that over the last couple of years. And you go into a league like this, it's 8 months of a slog. You just have to keep your feet in the ground, keep focused, because you get sidetracked with Europe. We saw that last year, come back out of Europe. We lost a couple of games. Ultimately, was that the difference in the end? But at the same time, it's an 8 month slog, and you have to have fellas that week in, week out, know the routine, know the plan, and that's just the way it is. There's just no easy game. And you look at the league table over the last number of years, there's been no team that's been, after five or six games, you're saying, oh, they're gone. It hasn't happened that way. Every team fights for their lives. That's the brilliant thing about the Premier Division, to be fair, that that anyone can give everyone a game on their day. And, so from that point of view, that's why I think it's fascinating that this, you can't guarantee points at any game. You have to be you have to be ready for it. And hopefully this year, with the new players, we've been existing players who are there, the mindset is going to be right the week in, week out, that we can do that.
And Ali's good start last year stood, didn't it? Because they had a bit of a valley period there with the last 9 or 10 games or something. But
yeah,
good start. I think the first 7 or 8 games were done very well.
Well, I think the first half of the season, Billy, he done exceptionally well, and then he went on a run of, I think, 9 out of 10 games, and they couldn't buy a goal. But it just showed you that they had such a strong start, and they won so many games that the points in the bag. So while they went through the bad run, they invariably were going to come out of that at some point, which they did, and then they got a run towards the end of the season. So from their point of view, it'll be no different. And I think, if you look at it, probably, early in the season when the grounds were heavier, they seemed to get the results, and maybe that was the type of style of the team he had, because we're so physically strong. So from that point of view, I suppose it's a bit like, we'd expect that they would target Friday night's game as a game that they can get 3 points. So we just have to be on our own game and have to be ready for it. And it's an intense game to have, but it's brilliant. It's going up there, got a massive crowd. But I keep saying to our fellas, you're here for a reason. You want to play in big crowds. You want to win trophies. That you want to be in contention right at the end of the season. That's what you play for. That's what you live for. And that's and thankfully they're the type of players that we brought to the club.
You just mentioned the big crowd. Can you expect around 150 Cork City fans travel up? If that's about the sacrifice they have to make to go up and watch it.
Yeah, but I suppose we keep saying this, that anyone that follows our league and it shows the passion, from the outside people don't see it as attractive, but like, we have a hardcore who love going to all these places, and love giving us support, and there's a great bond between the supporters and the team, so we've gone to Sligo last year, Derry, Harps. Well, Harps the Monday night was a difficult one for, even though we had a number of people there, but certainly any of the games or weekends we attract up to 200 people, which is phenomenal. When you look at the travelling and the cost involved to go up there, but look, that's why we have such great supporters. And as I keep saying, that sort of, they're passionate about the club, and it's important for the players, when they go to these games, to make sure we get the win to send them home happy. That's what sends us all home happy, so that's what you try to achieve.